It was a moment in history written in one man's words, like Lincoln's Gettysburg Address or Winston Churchill's call to fight them on the beaches. 40 years ago today, Martin Luther King Jr. defined the civil rights movement in this country with a single speech and a phrase that summed up the hopes of a people.
I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Those moments when words truly do say everything are always rare and seem more so now. Day Today called former New York Governor Mario Cuomo, whose own speech to the 1984 Democratic National Convention is in a new book of the 20th century's great speeches. Here's Mario Cuomo on why Dr. King's speech is so remarkable.
I think it was a combination of things. It was the cause. It was Martin Luther King Jr. himself, especially his magnificent voice. It was that magic diction he used. And it was the soaring nature of his ideas. He was a philosopher and a spiritualist, and he spoke to the heart. There aren't a whole lot of people who do that as well as he did it on that occasion.
There have been other great speakers in the last half century. John F. Kennedy stirred the nation with his speeches, and Governor Cuomo at that Democratic convention.
A shining city is perhaps all the president sees from the portico of the White House and the veranda of his ranch, where everyone seems to be doing well. But there's another city. There's another part to the shining city, the part where some people can't pay their mortgages, and most young people can't afford one, where students can't afford the education they need, and middle-class parents watch the dreams they hold for their children evaporate.
People love that speech. So I was surprised to hear what the governor says about it now.
I was shocked at the reaction to the speech. The speech was not a new speech. It was another version of an inaugural I had given the year before. The speech was not particularly well written. I wasn't even sure it was particularly well delivered.
The Democrats weren't all good speakers in the 80s. One need only recall Walter Mondale and Michael Dukakis. Both suffered the misfortune of comparison to the man known as the great communicator, President Ronald Reagan.
And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff.
In 1986, the space shuttle Challenger was destroyed with its crew shortly after it was launched on a mission. A horrifying spectacle carried live on TV. A few hours later, President Reagan gave a TV speech to comfort people.
I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave. The Challenger crew was pulling us into the future, and we'll continue to follow them.
Why are there so few speeches in recent years to match that, or so few speech makers? Mario Cuomo says the problem actually is not a lack of good speakers.
Things are different than they were when Roosevelt spoke, when there was no television, when there was no computer, when you weren't able to get wisdom flashed on your computer screen from around the world instantly. People don't want to listen long enough and intently enough to acknowledge a great speech as being a great speech. They're just not in the mood for it.
But there are times, aren't there, when we yearn for someone using only the power of the human voice and human insight and instinct to find the words to call us to our better selves, to comfort us in sorrow, to temper our rage, to tell us not only who we are, but who we can be. Dr. King did that 40 years ago today, and it is at least partly because of that moment that we still wait for others to come.